Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, y'all. I'm Joe Tower, and you're listening to Tales of Male Folly, a storytelling podcast based on the Los Angeles live show of the same name. The live show features a lineup of 4 performers, all male, telling true stories that put the embarrassment and shame back into being a man. Each episode of this podcast will feature one new story by one new storyteller, recorded live at one of our past shows, and presented to you here and now, as is. If you're in the LA area, check out our website, talesofmalefolly.com, for more info, as well as upcoming event dates and times. You can also find us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. You can't find us on Twitter because fuck Twitter. All right, enough small talk. Let's get on with the folly. Chadwick Hobson is an incredibly kind, hilarious, and generous dude, but also, he is a force to be reckoned with. This actor, producer, writer, director, and one half of the media production company The Nights Young keeps taking the industry by storm. But all that awesome doesn't mean that this guy can escape the pitfalls of male folly, as you'll hear in his story performed at our November show last year, when he detailed how being a good mama's boy can sometimes go too far.
So, this is, I'm going to tell a story, so it's, you know, male futility. And I can't date anyone. I have plenty of that. I can't fall in love. I've never dated anyone at all. And I figured this is a good topic to talk about, and it all starts with my mother. My mother has ruined my life, and I love her so much for it. So a little context, though. She was raised in northern New York. She lost her mom and dad when she was 11 and 14. No money, made her way all through college, and then met my dad in Southern California, doctor in physical therapy, started her own business, and then raised us in Flagstaff, Arizona. She's an amazing woman, and there are rules that we had in our house, and that's, number one, you can't say the word righteous, because most of the time it's men saying it, and it means that you're better than everything and everyone else. And she hated that. She's like, that concept's terrible, especially coming out of a man's mouth. Number two, shut up. Too disrespectful, can't say that. You can say fuck, shit, ass, anything is fine, but if you say shut up, mm-mm. And then the third was you couldn't say anything that's disrespectful or degrading towards women, right? You know, but she was the judge and jury on that, so you could breathe one day and it's grounded. So how this starts was I got caught sneaking out my sophomore year of high school and I got caught, you know, and I would made out with a girl on the golf course right next to our house. And my mom and dad pulled me in the next morning and they're like, it's fine, you're young. And then my mom said, wait, what? She came here? I was like, yeah. I was like, it's 2 a.m. though. I was like, I know. You're the golf course here. You made her come here at 2 a.m? I am not raising a sexist. You put that woman in danger. You are fucking grounded. And so, but I couldn't just, because she hated inefficiency, so I couldn't just, like, stay at home. And so she's like, no, I'm going to think of a punishment. I'm going to fix 2 things at once. I'm going to punish you, make you feel pain, and also teach you the ways of the world and how you need to treat women. And so, not kidding, every weekend, starting the end of my sophomore year, I would, Friday night, sitting on the couch, she would hand me a legal pad and a pen, and she would grab a box of wine and the remote, and we would watch romantic comedies and romantic dramas, and she would pause it and play it at certain times, and I had to take notes on whatever the man was doing wrong. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And at some point during the story, you women are not going to be clapping at me, but don't worry, there's vengeance. So this went on for a while, but then I got in trouble by sneaking out again, and she found out that we like met halfway, which is still sexist. And so she was like, you know what, we're gonna take a fucking field trip. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is coming out this weekend. And Flagstaff is a small town. Okay, so every girl that I've ever had a crush on will be at the 7:30 showing. And she knows this. And she's like, we're going to go there. You and me. And so we go there. We're sitting there. I have like two hoodies and a hat on. And she's loving this. She's like, she actually mentioned, it's like, I love seeing you in pain. This is really wonderful. I hope you learn your lesson. And all the girls come in. I know like the groups of girls that are there, and I hear them like murmuring, whispering. And then my friend comes in and knows this is happening to me and goes, hey, Chad, enjoy the movie. We're going to enjoy Starsky and Hutch. Like, that was like a bragging thing. But then everyone like, you know, whisper. My mom turns and looks and says, Chadwick Hopson, you mean my son? To the entire theater. And you hear like the girl lean forward like, oh my gosh, Chad, is that you? What are you doing here? He's singing a movie with me. And then like a chorus of angels, the entire theater went, oh my God, that's so sweet. And previous to this, my mom handed me $20 to buy her popcorn. And so I'm holding, like, I'm not fucking getting up. And now I was like, hat off, hood. I'm like, yeah, do you want white cheddar on it? That's totally fine. I can do that for you. Diet Coke, you don't need it. And then I walk up. And then I was like, don't worry, it's on me. You know, this is not my fucking money. I don't make money. I'm in high school. But I get back, and then after the show ends, like, she wants to leave. She's like, you're not enjoying this anymore. And we're out, and girls ran after us and, like, grabbed us, and we're like, hey, Chad, do you want to come to Granny's Closet? It's 25-cent wing night, and then we're going to hang out, which means we're going to drink jungle juice at some house and get fucked up and hopefully make out. That's what that means, which, yay. But I couldn't, and my mom knew this, so she was smiling again, and I just went, actually, I can't. It's puzzle night, and we have a 1,000-piece puzzle, and we want to get done tonight. We're really quick at it because we've been doing it for, 4 years? This is crazy. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. And I walked off. And I went, and after this, I was like, I'm being punished for so long. It's not my senior year, and this happens. And I went, oh my gosh, I can't get any girls ever because I have crushes on the most pretty ones. But I play soccer, and I was like 5'6". My personality wasn't good, so I had nothing to, like, myself wasn't enough at the time. But I had crushes on him. I was like, I have this wealth of information that I can use to date women. I didn't know this. This is what women want to hear. My mom's been teaching me. And so I went, all right, I'm in the friend zone with this girl. Where's my essay on 13 going on 30? And then I would go through that, and then that was great, and it would work. And 2 weeks later, I'm dating Kate Brew. And I'd always date him for a week because I have options now. And then in college, I went to college in New York, and college was great. Because I had all this, I brought all my papers with me, and my favorite one was from the wedding date. And so I'd always start an argument. I'd start an argument with a girl and just go like, "Hey, I don't know why I'm fighting with you. I'm sorry. I'm not thinking right. I would rather fight with you than talk to anyone else. Just will you just give me the night and we'll talk about it tomorrow." I'd walk away, and then I would date him a week later and then move on, because, like, I'm, like, at the point where I'm at now, I'm like, I've won. I can date anyone I want. I can do whatever I want. I have all this information. I'm great. I'm trained. And then something happened 4 years ago. I discovered what some people called feelings. And I met a girl, and she was amazing. She was wonderful. And I was like, I want to long haul this. This is great. And 2 weeks later, casually dating, she dumped me. And I was like, confused, crying, sad, alone, like, no, this is terrible. And I came to this realization. I won't tell you why she dumped me, but you're about to pretty much find out. Came to the realization that the romantic comedies of the late 1990s and early 2000s, the women portrayed in that are not actually women. They're girls. And all my information works on girls. But I went through this whole gap where I thought I knew how to talk to women. I didn't. And I am terrified to talk to women now. I have to go through life emotionally at the 10th grade level, because that's when I stopped learning. And I was like, oh, really? I have nothing to offer. I'm terrified. I'm scared. And I was like, you know what? At the very end of the day, there's one person to blame. It's my mother. She's the one who ruined it. She wanted to make me, like, not sexist and a feminist, and for a period she made me like a fucking sociopath and a sexist. And I was like, this is terrible, Mom. I mean, I learned my lesson, but now you don't have grandchildren. It's like, well, you have a sister. I doubled down on that. It's like, that's a good point. Good counterpoint on that. But then I was like, but it's still your fault. Like, I went through this place and it didn't work. And you provided me with this information and you didn't stop me from doing it. So we're both to blame. And she was like, yeah, sure, you can blame me, but I was doing the long play. I was like, what does that mean? She's like, Chad, I'm a woman. I'm smarter than you are. And I'm your mother, and I love you. So I had to make sure I protected my asset. I was like, still, not computing. What do you mean? And she was like, well, I'm sorry that you're going to be alone for the rest of your life, and that sucks. But at the same time, I will also always be the most important woman in your life. And that was my overall goal. So, Chad, have fun being emotionally crippled, but you can always call your mother. Thank you guys so much. Have fun.
Thanks so much for listening. Our live show is produced every other month at the Virgil in Los Angeles by me, Joe Tower, with the help of Brian Weiss and Alex Gradette. It's presented in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Los Angeles. This podcast is produced by me, Joe Tower, and executive produced and edited by Brian Weiss. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, and also for subscription on SoundCloud, along with a bunch of other great podcast content as part of the Extra Credit Network. If you liked what you heard here, please subscribe and rate us. Or if you hated what you heard here and want us to fuck off, leave us a review and tell us what we can do better. If you'd like to contact us, or if you have a story to tell in spoken or written form, you can email us at talesofmalefolly@gmail.com. Oh, and one last time, you can find us online at www.talesofmalefolly.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.